Hello everyone, I want to welcome you back to #HEMAM Journey. Today we kick off season 3 of my How to Make a Million Journey with a quick episode of what to expect this season. The past 6 months have been eventful to say the least, and I'm so happy to share it with you. For those following me on this journey, thank you, and if this is your first time listening, welcome. So my story began in 2016, where I had made a decision to become a millionaire by the time I was 40. It wasn't about loving money, but what I could do with it. The freedom, the impact, the peace of mind, and the opportunities I could take and share with others, and how I could sustain financial freedom. My journey kicked off with gaining knowledge in order to understand how to make money work for me, not the other way around, and working on my limited money mindset. I learned how to operate from a space of abundance and not lack. Next, I got schooled by actual millionaires. The best way to become a millionaire is to surround yourself with real ones that are. Basically, those who think like one are on the way to becoming one. Series 2 kicked off with me interviewing Chiofor, Chris Cavallini, Christiane Loboisen, and Tim Sykes. I learned so much from them all, and applying what I learned fast-tracked my journey by 6 months, which gave me room to work on what the theme of this series is, generational wealth. So let's get to it. Now, what do you think about generational wealth? What comes to your mind? I mean, many of us just focus on me, myself, and I, but what about your legacy? What kind of quality of life did you have or did you lack? What do you want for your family? If you could better the life of yourself, your nuclear family, and or your extended family, how would you do it? You know, yes, everyone takes responsibility for themselves, but many of us are on the port of call for, usually the port of call for the family when help is needed financially. Some who are big on self-preservation turn a blind eye. Some wonder why others have to benefit from their prosperity. Others think, well, if I can do it, so can you, and I will teach you how. We will journey together. This is what the series is about. How you can make financial independence happen for your family, your children, and your children's children. We will hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. But first, what is generational wealth? So guys, according to Nasdaq.com, generational wealth is an aspect of financial planning that is geared toward passing down stable, significant financial resources to future generations. So let's evaluate this for a second. So the first thing that strikes me here is financial planning. This has played a major role in my journey. Just like a business plan serves as a roadmap for startups, you need one to make financial freedom actually happen. The second thing I notice is passing down stable, significant financial resources. Okay, I like stable, or the means to acquire stable. And you know, this is something that's very important because you have businesses that families do set up, but they're not stable. It's not something stable that you can pass down to your kids or grandchildren. So passing down not really struck me, as we are going to talk a little bit about, you know, entitlement and inheritance. So should someone simply be waiting to get a handout when I am gone, or is there a balanced way of securing your family's financial future? I believe earning your keep even within family fortune is key. And this is something I learned actually from one of my guests that you're gonna hear from in the next few weeks. He found a way to improve, basically literally gave his own dad an offer for a business and to improve it and expand it beyond what the dad could do. So this is very important when you're thinking about passing something down that is stable and significant. Then third thing I noticed from that definition is future generations. Okay, so what about those who are here right now? My thing is to work collectively as a group, educating one another, expanding knowledge about money, because it is faster. Because there are many people who are focused on one thing only. You know, you don't want to wait until you're gone before they figure it out. Like, show them, teach them. Like, for me, succession planning is key when it comes to generational wealth. And as early as you can, the minute they understand math to a certain degree, you can start teaching about the value of money. Now, finally, I noticed that this is not geared to at a person or persons. So who does the planning? Who decides the passing down metrics? What exactly is stable? And do the future generation deserve it? You know, the description here is only a part of generational wealth for me. So let me give you my definition of it. To me, So to me, generational wealth is breaking a cycle. It's collectively looking at active members in your family, immediate and extended, going through the same merry-go-round financially. It's about someone or persons making a decision to openly discuss individual financial independence and sharing with one another knowledge on how to be financially successful. Many families focus on bare minimum stability and teach the next generation the same habits. Remember, HMEM is about taking the worry of money off the table. So imagine this, financially planning as a unit. What it would be like for no one in your family to be worried about money. What would you all achieve? I will let that sink in for a little bit, but I can tell you, I am not for the hamster wheel life. So welcome back, guys. Now we're going to look about and see how how do I fit into all this? You know, how did I make this decision and why didn't I just decide to be a millionaire on my own? You know, successful people don't eat alone. And in order to understand how to help a community, I must begin at home. You begin with your family. This could be family by blood, a family that you have built over the years with friends, you know, and a few relatives. So I know I must begin at home, just like I started with myself a few years ago. I had nothing, you know, I had noticed something about my family, especially the women, that, you know, we're givers. And they say givers never lack, but their bank balances suffer. The thing I realized was that requests to those that did well financially were standard, and it covered education, health, burials, property. It was asking for liabilities. You know, looking at the last three generations of my family, they were educated. They had great jobs and a great lifestyle, but it was under pressure constantly. In my culture, you don't turn down anyone who asks for help, especially family. But something brewed within me when I was younger, and now it finally clicks that the whole family needs to make building wealth a joint effort, you know, or few will always be burdened, which is, you know, to be honest, not fair. So at Christmas last year, I held a family council. I asked each member to write on one sheet their core skills, natural and education-wise. I also asked for them to write on the other side the lifestyle they desired. Key word being lifestyle. If I asked for things, the list would never ever end. So would you believe that almost everyone had the same lifestyle written down, which ironically was similar to mine? All wrote, I want to be in a position to help my family as well. All. So I had another meet a week later, and this was around New Year's, and I informed everyone about my HMAM journey. I asked who would like to come along with me, all show of hands, of course. I asked that would they be willing to dedicate time for 5 years to make a business work for the entire family? I lost some hands. I asked the yeas to join me in starting a business with minimal capital, but would need to be hands-on on sales. I lost a few hands again. By the time I was done, you know, weeding out, I only had 10 members left. And as of now, I have 6 members that we are collectively moving on this journey together. I then informed the rest of the family that they could not ask any of us for 5 years for help, as we needed to focus and make sure that everything we earned was put back into the business so it could grow to a point where it could potentially hire members of the family who would need to basically have the accolades and the skill sets to be able to fit into the company at the time. So we basically said, if you're not in here, fine, but go train, you know, go and educate yourself so that for certain areas you will be able to fit in and get some working experience as well in the outside world, predominantly in the industry that we're in already. Now, this was great because it just meant that some people will be doing something instead of me hiring outsiders, they're doing something and they can learn things along the way that would be great to input into our business later on. So there were grunts everywhere, but I silenced it by saying, you know what, if this works, we will show you how. However, it will take you 5 years in addition to ours, you know, for you to be on the same level. So please make sure that you understand that. You know, with hesitation, I got all to agree. Now, you must understand, this sounds easier than what actually happened. There are members who I respect and they are way older than me. But I said we needed to break the cycle of consumption and move to become producers and investors in ourselves. Saying that was the key to really opening a new chapter in my family's life. So I'm 6 months in now and it's been bumpy, but I promise to share more with you when this year ends on my 38th birthday. I will share what targets I've set, how we hit them, and how to manage your family members like a well-oiled ship. You know, you're managing multiple personalities here, and these are people that you really care about, so it can be really difficult and tricky to be direct and navigate, you know, seamlessly. I am still learning, but I believe that this has taught me more than I actually experienced in managing my business with staff years ago. You know, as I am more aware of myself, I make better decisions and partner when I need help so I don't get overwhelmed. And you know, it's so easy to ask family for help. So, you know, it makes so much sense doing it business-wise. It's great practice for what is ahead. And I bet you that this will help you very much. So guys, this series, we are going to hear from those who took the leap, the pioneers in the family and beneficiaries, those on their journeys like myself, and those who successfully passed on the baton to their family, and those who are trying to build the net worth for their underserved communities. I can tell you this, making this decision was a no-brainer, but executing it was hard work on multiple levels. So if this had ever crossed your mind, stick with this series and you're sure to learn a thing or two about activating and creating a pathway to wealth in your family and or community. So see you next time. Bye.